Hello and welcome to the podcast We Are Selling. My name's Lee Woodward of Realtair. Realtair is the one platform of choice of real estate professionals, allowing you to pitch, sign and sell real estate. Today's tip is in the area of reinforcement. Reinforcement of your plans, your goals, your actions, and the key success drivers that allow you to achieve what you want to achieve. In podcast tip 47, we did the agent's focus plan for 2023, and we had such great feedback from you about the clarity of what you need to focus on within your numbers and habits that you want to achieve out of your business career. And although there's this great big rush at the beginning of the year, be it January and February, to say, this is everything I'm going to do this year, which is wonderful. And for a lot of you, you may have documented that into your business plan, be it your one pager or the multi-book one. And again, great thing to do. However, the success and skill is to reinforce that plan. And there's nothing worse than documenting something or agreeing something to yourself and then it gets forgotten, it evaporates, and then suddenly you're halfway through the year and you think, that's right, that's all I had to do, and I've come off track again. So to stay on track, my coaching tip to you is to record a voice note on your iPhone, and in the voice notes area on your iPhone, in the right-hand corner of the recording, there is a circle with three dots. When selected, there is an option saying edit recording, which means you can drop down a voice note, hit edit recording, scroll back through and re-record or better progress and improve that recording. And the reason you need to know that is when you're putting together a voice note to you, and this is for you to listen to only, you're speaking to yourself in a certain voice. However, you may want to continue that recording as it's reinforcement of what you're doing and it tracks the plan in detail. And you may want to add on to this plan as you've got the first part right, but as you're getting success, you've got another key driver that's allowing you to get that result, and you'll add it on to the recording. With the recording complete, you then go through, and each morning, if you're going for a walk or you've got time where you are setting up things or doing mailbox drops, you can listen to that audio plan, and it's your focus plan. It's you speaking to you. It's you talking about the number of appraisals that you're agreeing to, your non-negotiables, some of the habits you're trying to put in place and what you're not going to do, as you know that's going to hold you back. But that inner voice can be the inner voice, and that recording is all you need to stay on track. And it's amazing that you start your day on track, the day progresses on well. Starting off track or forgetting, or the evaporation of the key things you said you're going to do, is how people get lost or don't progress at all. And the reason I'm doing this particular tip today is I'm doing this myself right now. Over the Christmas break, I had a lot of transitional thinking to do. I kept a voice journal of how I was feeling. I documented on the audio that today is, and this is what I'm doing next, and this is what I've got to remind myself to do. And I've probably been through that audio track 50 times as it reinforces the plan, and I don't have to force myself to remember everything, because you can't remember everything you're needing to do. But you can remember to use the technique of reinforcement, which is the audio. Let the audio do the heavy lifting. It's your voice, your note, your plan. So let me give you an example of some of the things you may put in your voice note. Focus plan 2023. As I progress through this year, I will not be distracted by comparing myself to other people and situations that I do not understand or know. I'm going to focus on my own game. My weekly plan is to get 5 appraisals a week. This will be created through my business plan of attract, engage, commit. Attract, I'll be using social media and sending the right signals to the marketplace. I'll also be using mailbox drops that have key messages and QR codes that offer people to get a price update. I have a focus of getting 10 price updates out a day, and that will give me the notifications of who I need to call. I'll also be using my Just Sold, Just Listed as my main promotion to the community that I serve. With the price update as my number one digital prospecting program and connection to the community, I will use the Lee Woodward sequence of claiming doors. and I have a milestone goal of 900 doors claimed in my community. So when I drive down the streets, I can see my brand on those doors. They're on a price update. I have a sequence of follow-up, and every time they open it, I'm notified and I will make my connection phone call. Once I have people engaged, I'm going to follow up with key information that the consumer, my future customer, will profit from that knowledge. Another area of my lead generation and marketing is to use the technique, love the one you're with, which means every one of my established clients will be on a communication plan and sequence. I'll stop chasing strangers and work with the people who know of me, allowing me to be referred on to their family and friends. As part of my commitment to this plan, I'm also going to put away 10% of my fees into an account for marketing, so lead generation is continuous and funding my real estate success. My targeted GCI for the year is, my cost of sale is now $8,700, which is why I must protect my fees and be paid appropriately for the effort I put in and the contribution I give to my owners. With my listing presentation, I'm just going to interview the owner, chat like I'm at a barbecue, ask great questions. As I understand, questions get answers, statements get judged. My personal goals for the year are, as part of my dedication and reward for this plan, I will take the time out for myself and do the following. As part of my professional development, I will attend the Complete Salesperson Course 2-day event and be round like-minded professionals who are working to a model, a system, and a sequence to have a better life in real estate. And finally, this year I will have a dedicated focus on the peak moment of my clients as I conduct a sold to settlement communications plan as part of Love the One I'm With for future business. This concludes my agent's focus plan. As you listen to that, you can see I've got a certain tone. I'm instructing and trying to navigate my own brain through what I need to do. And this type of reinforcement is so powerful. For those of you that have known me a long period of time, it was only 3 years ago that I used this exact technique for losing weight. At that time, I just finished ARIC, and I saw the video of myself at ARIC and was not happy, and put a weight loss plan together with audio reinforcement and listen to it every single day. Many people use hypnotherapy to get a habit reinforced, to stop smoking or to get over a grieving moment. It's amazing how powerful this can be, and it's a great technique. But speaking to yourself in a certain tone with a certain expectation means you can live up to your goals for your reasons and stop comparing yourself to others, which is just distracting. It's a known fact that it takes 30 days to reinforce or change a habit. And maybe the voice note technique is a great thing for you to use, but as part of your audio focus plan for 2023, I hope today's tip is a hit for you. I wish you all the best with your audio, and I look forward to seeing you at the Complete Salesperson course in the future. For more information on the Realtair products, you can call Realtair on 1300 367 412 or visit the website. Thank you for listening, and I'll be speaking to you next week.